From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein told lawmakers on Capitol Hill today that contrary to what some have been saying, the investment bank actually lost money in the mortgage market. Blankfein's comments came as he and a storied Wall Street firm took a thrashing over allegations Goldman sought to profit from the collapse of the housing market at the expense of some of its clients.
We didn't have a massive short against the housing market, and we certainly did not bet against our clients. Rather, we believe that we managed our risk as our shareholders and our regulators would expect.
Blankfein says Goldman lost $1.2 billion on its activities in the residential housing market over a two-year period. However, lawmakers, including Senator Carl Levin, used at times colorful language to critique Goldman's mortgage-related offerings. The investment bank and one of its traders faced charges of civil fraud by the Securities and Exchange Commission for allegedly withholding information from investors. Senate lawmakers voted for a second time this week on moving forward with a financial regulatory bill, and for a second time the effort failed on a vote of 57-41. More from NPR's Audie Cornish.
Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP will keep up their effort to block the bill in order to give bipartisan negotiations more time. McConnell dismissed Democrats' claim that voting against the bill would hurt the GOP politically.
Well, you know, what happens on Monday or Tuesday versus what happens later is something largely lost on the general public. What is not lost on the general public is an effort to sweep all of American finance into a bill that we thought was about Wall Street.
Meanwhile, Republicans are also working on an alternative proposal that will likely include changes to mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and put checks on the powers of a proposed consumer lending watchdog. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Obama administration says it will provide some but not all the materials the Senate committee wants on last year's Fort Hood shooting rampage that could set up a legal showdown with Congress, NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is demanding the Pentagon share documents, even witnesses, about the November shootings at Fort Hood, Texas, that left 13 dead. The Pentagon says turning over all the material would jeopardize prosecution of the suspect, Major Nidal Hassan, the Army psychiatrist accused in the killings. The Defense Department has come up with a compromise. The committee can read Hassan's personnel file and a secret portion of a Pentagon report on the shootings. The committee will not be given access to witnesses in the case or investigative reports that could be used at trial, officials say. But senators say they want to be sure the Pentagon is working to prevent similar tragedies, and a committee spokesman says they're considering their next step. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Downgrading Greece's debt rating to junk status, along with a downgrade of Portugal's rating and a day-long grilling at the head of Goldman Sachs, did little to boost Wall Street's mood. The Dow fell nearly 2% today, dropping 213 points to end the session below 11,000. This is NPR. President Obama continued his tour to talk about jobs and the economy. Today, the president visited the Midwest, making a stop at a family-run organic farm in Iowa. The visit to the farm was the president's second stop on a two-day, three-state tour, which includes stopovers in Illinois and Missouri before returning to Washington tomorrow. Speaking in Fort Madison, Iowa today, Mr. Obama said investments in clean energy technologies can help return jobs to the nation's heartland and ensure the U.S. does not fall behind other countries. The list of human embryonic stem cell lines that can be studied with federal funding continues to grow. The National Institutes of Health has just approved 13 additional stem cell lines, including one that has been most commonly used by researchers. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
Four of the newly approved stem cell lines are so-called Bush-era lines. These cells were eligible for federal funding under the Bush administration, so many scientists worked with them. But when President Obama's administration put in place a new policy to expand the number of stem cell lines available to federally funded scientists, policymakers said all stem cell lines had to go through the same approval process. The Bush-era lines weren't just grandfathered in. Until now, only one of those old lines had gotten approval. The addition of four more, including a very popular one, means that federally funded scientists will still have access to stem cells that they had come to depend on. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Coast Guard officials now say they may do a controlled burn to deal with a sunken oil rig that is releasing 42,000 gallons of crude oil a day into the Gulf of Mexico. The leak followed an explosion and fire at the Deepwater Horizon that caused the drilling platform to sink. Most of the 126 workers aboard the platform were able to escape, though 11 are still missing and presumed dead. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.